This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. While election results may be uncertain for some, one fact cannot be disputed. More Tennesseans voted in last week's election than ever before. We spoke with Catherine King, Communications Director for the League of Women Voters in Knoxville, Knox County. I understand that you cannot comment on any specific candidates.
Right.
Can you give me an overview of what the reaction has been in the league to the vote last week, certainly as far as the record number of Tennessee voters?
Well, you know, historically, this is the 100th anniversary of the right to vote, the women's right to vote, which is the 100th anniversary of the League of Women Voters as well. So having a woman elected to the second highest position in the country is on that anniversary is quite a thrill. I mean, 1984 was the first time you had a female on the ticket for vice president, and then it was 24 years later that Sarah Palin came on the ticket. And, of course, with Hillary Clinton in 2016, you know, there's been a lot of attempts there, and to finally break through on the 100th anniversary is something to celebrate.
Geraldine Ferraro was the first, wasn't she, in 84?
Yes, she was, in 1984.
Was there something different that the league did this year as far as voter outreach?
Well, you know, women in general, not just the league, since 2017 have been quite motivated and vocal, pushing the issues that matter to us, like health care and equitable schools and equal pay. But the league in Knoxville has worked diligently, especially in low turnout areas, to get the word out, to get registration, to get voters registered. We partner with some of the local schools to get information in the Friday folders for parents about what the pertinent dates were for voter registration. Also with the constantly shifting rules for who could vote by mail and who could not, you know, we tried to keep people updated on that as well. So, you know, just trying to stay ahead of that. And then, you know, you mentioned the numbers, and you know, it looks like we had about 76% turnout in Knox County, which makes all league members' hearts beat a little faster.
One of the few things that everybody, regardless of party, can agree on is that it was fantastic to see how many people came out to vote.
Yes, especially with Tennessee being so low in the number of registered voters who actually vote. It was exceptional to see that kind of turnout.
Anything from the league on what future plans are?
We want to focus on the Equal Rights Amendment, you know, that we've been pushing for equal pay, but of course if you get the Equal Rights Amendment, equal pay is part of that. The Voting Rights Act, and we want restoration of that. And of course, health care is a big issue for us, but for the electorate's perspective, fair maps, you know, and looking at the redistricting maps is one thing that the league is going to pay a lot of attention to in the coming years.
Catherine King is the Director of Communications for the Knoxville League of Women Voters. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Certainly, it was my pleasure.
A record-breaking more than 3 million Tennesseans, over 68% of active and inactive registered voters, cast ballots in person or absentee by mail during early voting and on Election Day. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.